Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the investor meeting of Tech Infosec Limited. The main agenda for this meeting today is the acquisition of a new subsidiary, CyberScope. All the participants are currently on mute. The floor will be open for questions after the presentation concludes. Representing Tech Infosec Limited today, we have Mr. Trishnit Arora, CEO and Director. I now invite him to provide a brief introduction of the company and take us through the presentation. Thank you, and over to you, sir. Trishnit, sir.
Yeah, allow me just a minute, please.
Okay, no problem.
Hello, good morning, everyone. Hope I'm audible.
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Yes. Hi, good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining. The primary agenda to host this meeting is around the CyberScope, which recent acquisition took place as we acquired a Web3 security firm based out of Europe and made it our subsidiary. 60% shareholding has been acquired. Why this acquisition makes importance or sense to tax security? There are a couple of highlights which I would like to mention. The first is, as everybody knows, tax security goal to add 3,000 customers by March 2025 and 10,000 customers by March 2026 to become the largest vulnerability management company by the client size, right? So that once we have 10,000 customers, we can cross-sell our solution, and our average per customer would be another increasing average per customer would be our second goal, phase two, right? Try to understand, everybody, why 10,000 customer. It's not a destination, or it's not a just a goal. It's a strategic decision we took post listing. That to own more 10,000 customers, a similar company like us based out of US or anywhere globally, it took them 2 decades to add 10,000 customers, and we want to do it in 2 years, right? Our target was to add 3,000 customers by March, this March 2025, and as I said, 10,000 by March 2026. This acquisition helped us to bring more than 3,000 customers of CyberScope immediately on our board, right? And we, since we are talking, we have already added 2,350 customers. As per recent updates, 2,350 customers of tax security, right? Together, somewhat, it becomes over 6,000 customers for tax security as a group now, right? Which milestone was supposed to be achieved by third quarter of next year, but we by this acquisition we could achieve it in February 2025 itself, right? That's one of the biggest achievement for a milestone for all of us together here for tax security. Another one is no vulnerability management company globally has smart contract audit Web3 security on their solution portfolio, right? We are the first vulnerability management company globally now which has Web3 security inbuilt in their portfolio, right? That helps us to cross-sell our solution to CyberScope customers and CyberScope customers' solution to our customer. That will help us to increase the revenue and also help it will help us to serve our customers better, right? Also, this acquisition help us to expand in the Europe region, help us to create our footprints in the Europe region, which we don't have at the moment. However, we serve customers in the Europe, but we don't have presence. This gives us a presence now in Europe, right? Another highlight from the acquisition is now this gives us a lot of confidence and boost that we are on track to become the world's largest vulnerability management company. We are on track. This acquisition really boost our confidence towards that. Also, another highlight is after Donald Trump's administration, crypto is very their administration is very favorable towards the crypto, right? And it's promising a national Bitcoin reserve and rejecting CBDCs, right? As we all are hearing in the news. So this firm does the crypto audits, security audit for more than 3,000 customers globally, and has a partnership with like CoinMarketCap or CoinGecko, all of them, right? And only few companies, or I think five companies globally in this space has partnership with CoinMarketCap, right? That gives confidence to the customers of CyberScope and also the customers of crypto company, any of them which are taking CyberScope's services and solution, right? The major highlight from this is bring us additional revenue of $1.2 million on our portfolio along with the profit. This firm has more than 50% gross margin profit, and that adds to tax securities also now, right? So these are the major highlights of acquisition, and most of them has been already shared with everybody through the press release and the acquisition note. I request my CFO, Mr. Malki, to take it forward and give few more highlights on latest developments of tax security. Thank you, everyone.
Good afternoon, everybody. So as our CEO described the importance of acquisition of CyberScope and how it's going to bring more synergies, how it is going to bring more profitability and increase the customer base. In the same line, I would continue on how we are going to perform in the future. So this presentation may have certain statements that may be forward-looking, including those to the general business plan and strategy of Tech Infosec Limited, its outlook and growth prospects. The actual results may differ materially from these forward-looking statements due to several risks and uncertainties, which could include future changes or developments in Tech Infosec Limited, the competitive environment, the company's ability to implement its strategies and initiatives, responding to technological changes, as well as socio-political, economic, and regulatory conditions in India. So let's have a company overview. As you all are aware, how we are into the cybersecurity, and we were originally incorporated as Tech Infosec Private Limited on August 1, 2016, and we operate as leading cybersecurity solution provider. Tech Security is a global cybersecurity company specializing in vulnerability management. It's now we are publicly listed company, and the way we made headlines with our oversubscribed IPO, which went all the way up to 1 billion. So that itself was the starting of the great journey. So Tech Cybersecurity's flagship product, ESOF, it is excelling in cyber scoring, cyber risk qualification, and is leveraging advanced AI for vulnerability assessment and penetration testing. Tech Security holds prestigious certifications like CREST and ISO 27001, and partner with tech giant Google. So Google has really been our biggest achievement in the past year, and the way we are able to take our business forward is making the statement. Tech Security is committed to innovation and excellence in cybersecurity for Fortune 500 companies, startups, and governments globally. Our vision is to revolutionize cybersecurity by providing organizations with an AI-driven unified platform that proactively identifies and mitigates cyber risk, ensuring a secure digital future. And our mission is to be the global leader in vulnerability management, protecting 10,000 clients with advanced cybersecurity solutions that strengthen resilience and minimize the threats. So,
dear shareholders, as Malkeet, our CFO, mentioned about our business, the key drivers for acquisition, again, wish to highlight that enhanced services offering, along with that integration of Web3 security into our ESOF platform, as our CFO mentioned. Increased clientele base and revenue, which adds additional contribution of revenue of $1.2 million in our entire revenue target, and 6,000 customers, as I stated. Then also helps us to geographical expansion, as I stated. And also the biggest result we are looking forward from it is the cross-selling opportunity for CyberScope and tax security for both the companies together. Also, wish to add the latest development on the UK side, as we incorporated a step-down subsidiary in the UK named Worldman Limited, as we are a vulnerability management company, vulnerability manager is the idea behind is inspired by superheroes like Superman and Batman. So it's like who manages the vulnerability for organization? It's Worldman. So that's why it names Worldman. Why we establishing Worldman in the UK or starting a step down subsidiary in the UK, as we don't have any presence at the moment in the UK Europe region, as we stated. So UK market project is to reach $12 billion by 2025 of cybersecurity with the CAGR of 8.57% between 2025 to 2029, right? Reaching up to $16.8 billion by 2029. So tax security aims to capture this market, as this is 5 times bigger than India market also, as India cybersecurity market stands between $1.5 billion to $2 billion at the moment. So UK current market is $12 billion for cybersecurity, which projected to reach to $16.8 billion. So we have a great opportunity to explore this market with partnerships and also the direct approach to reach out to the customer. That's the idea behind UK incorporation. And we would bring cybersecurity veterans to initiate the UK business for tax security in the coming days. These are the at glance of tax security, as our CFO mentioned, incorporated in 2016. We have 4 patents filed in the US for our cybersecurity solution, ESOF. 2,350 plus clients now in 90 countries. 5 products from our SaaS solution around the vulnerability management. These are some shares updates that we can see. And from the revenue half yearly, as we have already reported, it's $31.58 million rupees, and revenue and PAT 65.28 million rupees in the first half of the fiscal year ending September 30th. These are some of the milestones. We will definitely share the presentation post the call. These are the milestones which has company achieved since 2013 onwards. These are our vulnerability management solutions technical background. We are SaaS solution, which is a customer focus centric solution, and one of the solution which is ESOF VMP has inbuilt cyber risk quantification. We are one of the only firm globally which has cyber risk quantification within the vulnerability management solution. There is no other risk-based vulnerability management firm which has cyber risk quantification inbuilt. As we can see the growth chart of the global expansion has been very significant growth we have seen in the last year. One of the major milestone in the last year, 2024 for us was that we partnered with Google as an official assessor, security assessor, for their additional program of mobile application security assessment, which is called MASA as well, right? As we are already only and recommended and preferred partner for Google for CASA program, globally, but MASA is an additional partnership with Google that helping us to build the business larger and serve the customers in a better way. Also, we added Mr. Balderas as the former Attorney General of New Mexico as our additional Director of Tax, U.S. subsidiary. These are some of the milestones. Also, wish to add one more additional milestone, which I believe it's missing here, is IOXT Alliance, as we have become IOXT Alliance certified lab security assessor. So the business we are starting for IOXT within this month, that gives us huge jump for cross-selling opportunity and upselling opportunity for existing customer. And the market of IOXT security assessment is approximately $59 billion. So, and we are among only eight companies globally who are certified labs of IOXT Alliance. That's another milestone which we could achieve with the efforts of Tax Securities team. These operational highlights of quarter three FY25 has been already shared with all of us. And Mr. Malkeith has joined as a CFO with finance experience of over 14 years. And as I've stated already, new additional director of US subsidiary, His Excellency Hector Valderas. We have elevated our existing talent to the CTO position. And Dr. Pant, as a former National Cybersecurity Coordinator of PMO, joined Tax Securities Board, which is in was in last year, December 2023, I believe, or January 2024. So a great team we have now operationally as well. These are some of the key operational and other highlights till quarter three FY 2025, as we are trying to expand globally. Middle East was one of our focus area, as we have now owned 100% wholly owned subsidiary in the Middle East, in the UAE. And also we acquired Cybers India. I wish to highlight a few points why we acquired Cybers India and why does it makes a difference or sense to Tax Security. First of all, Cybers India has a statewide agreement with the state of New Mexico, from where Mr. Balderas hails as a former attorney general of the state. We got this firm as we were already partnered with Cybers India. They got the statewide agreement, which happens once in a 4 years. To work with the state of New Mexico, you have to be, as we can say, empaneled with the state, and it's a long and lengthy process of 1.5 years. So Cybers India, it was already state on their statewide agreement. And now, after our acquisition, we larger focus was to have this firm so that we can be on the statewide agreement through the Cybers India. So now we have this firm. As now we all know, US federal elections, post elections, everything is getting stabilized. We will start boosting our business for Cybers India as well. And that gives us a lot of leverage to utilize the statewide agreement and work in the state of New Mexico for the larger contracts. So, budget of cybersecurity within the state is $45 million to protect their assets against evolving cyber threats. So that's the major goal to have Cybers India as we acquired. So as everybody knows, there is a huge cyber threat across the globe. Note, cybersecurity is not just an issue for a company, a tech issue for a company. It's a risk for countries, right? It's a political concern as well. As we speaking, we can learn from the statements of the world leaders. AI is the focus, and AI's center point is security, right? So cybersecurity has in India, they're expected to grow by 5.56 billion dollar by 2025, the market, and globally by $345 billion by 2026, right? And we want to be remain as a vulnerability management leader in this domain. And approximately vulnerability management market is $20 billion globally, right? So that's what we are trying to capture here. And there is threat every there is a cyber attack every second we as we are speaking happening on any company at the moment, right? So cybersecurity is need of the hour. It's a center point for any digitalization or any technology need. So that's the industry overview. As we have geographical footprint through having customers, as I stated, 85 in this by quarter three, as we are in quarter four, we have customers now in 90 countries, which includes Australia, China, Canada, France, Germany, India, Israel, Japan, Mexico, Netherlands, Saudi Arabia as well now, Singapore, UK, and the US, which is the largest shareholder in the customer size for us. The US is the biggest one. So these are the product portfolios which have already spoken. These are some of the highlighted clients which have been recently acquired, which includes Autodesk, Salesforce, big names globally, BlackBerry, Microsoft. As we are speaking, Yahoo is also now our customer. These are the DBS Bank, Bandhan Bank in India. So these are one of the customers that we are serving, large customer that we could name some of that out of 2,350. So these are the profit and loss which our CFO would walk through for 2 minutes to you. Then I'll respond to your questions as people writing in the chat. So we'll respond to that. Thank you. Over to you, Milky, please.
So, as we can see, our income from operations in H1 has grown significantly compared to previous half. Or if we compare it with the second half of 24, it was 6.5 crore or 65 million rupees. And from there, in the next half, it has gone to 123 million rupees, which is almost double of its previous half year. And it's not just the income where the increment is reflecting. We can clearly see our profit after tax is now 65 million rupees compared to the previous half, at which time it was 44 million rupees. So thereby increasing the top line and taking it along with the bottom line, that is something which we were able to achieve. And this is what we aspire to continue in the next periods also. I would request CEO to take it. forward.
So, wish to answer some of the questions audience has it here. Some of are already aware of a couple of things, but some of areas to be addressed. I think a couple of people are asking revenue guidance of FY25 and 26. We not make wish to make forward-looking statements, but we are doubling down the profit every half yearly, as already I promised in our last AGM on September 30th. So that's the goal, and we are on track to achieve that. Other question that we have here is we onboarded 2,000 clients organically in just 9 months, a milestone that typically takes companies 5 to 7 years. It takes more than 10 years also. You're absolutely right. You want to know what is driving the rapid expansion. It is due to untapped market opportunity or superior business model, and how TAC is scaling the product's sustainability. That's the question of Mr. Ayush Rathi. So, Mr. Rathi, you're absolutely right. It takes a lot of years for companies in the similar business to own more. As I could speak from our experience of the past, it took us 10 years to have over 100 customers. And in just 9 months, as you're aware, we onboarded more than 2,000 new customers, right? One of the biggest reason is the strategic partnerships we have, like for example, now IOXT, Google, ADA Alliance, right? These are real driving force to have those partnerships. And what are the your next second question is, what are the sustainability of the new development or upgrading our products, right? So we are innovation centric company, and we, as we are speaking, there is innovation happening on ESOP, as we wish to, our goal is to serve customers on any cybersecurity around the vulnerability management, any cybersecurity need in a single platform, right? So our platform is not only utilized by security leaders, but also the CEOs of large organizations, because they quantify the cyber risk through our platform. As I'll given an interview in one of the leading magazine, a global magazine, a couple of years back, I stated we want to become a Google of cybersecurity. So why? Because anything and everything around cybersecurity a firm wants, it should be available on ESOP, and that's what ESOP stands for, Enterprise Security in One Framework, right? So we are working on a lot of innovations. AI is one of the center point for us also, as also the industry, but also comes along with threat, cyber threat. So that's an opportunity for us to help the companies to protect their digital assets, but at the same time, an opportunity for us also to integrate AI with our solution, where we can reduce the cost or serve the customers better with a better decision making. So these are the area of innovation that we are, one of the area of innovation we are working on. All right. Hope I could answer, Mr. Rathi. Mr. Suresh has a question: when will migrate to mainboard to NSE? It's a good question. I think NSE has minimum time frame of 3 years. As we could meet all the criterias of the exchange and our regulatory bodies will definitely goal is to move to the main board. Mr. Shah has a question. Can you please quantify the revenue you are targeting for 10,000 customers by March 2026? Can you elaborate a revenue per client per month per year? Mr. Shah, it's a very good question. For example, I would not able to share exact numbers with you, but can definitely share some range so that you have a better understanding. But it's an amazing question. For example, today, our revenue per customer is a dollar, for example. And what exactly is the next goal for us? Why 10,000? Our real journey, I personally believe, as a founder and CEO, would begin when we have 10,000 customers. Why? Because, as I said already, it took 2 decades for peer companies to achieve this, and we are trying to do it in 2 years, right? Once we have 10,000 customer, we are simultaneously we are building our portfolio, like for example, IOXT, Masa partnership, so that we can serve our customer for a lot more solutions like Web3 security audit we added through acquisition of CyberScope, right? So we wish to increase that X a dollar amount. To goal is to reach of at $10, and I'm just giving an example, right? So that's the goal, right? So you can think of if we are sitting a dollar revenue per customer for a range, and once we reach at $10 per customer, and with the 10,000 customers, you can think of where our treasury would revenue treasury or growth treasury would look like. Right, so that's the goal, and that's why we want to have 10,000 customers. As I am again stating, it's not just a destination or a dream, it's a goal to become the largest vulnerability management company globally. So that's what the idea here is with having 10,000 customers and projecting our growth area as well. Hope I could respond to your question. Mr. Bhavin is asking, is Africa not on your expansion list? There are a lot of large banks, insurance companies, mining companies, and a lot, as you can say, a lot of cyber threat is there. That's true. We are looking forward expansion organically and inorganically, both as we are speaking there. We are hunting for available opportunities, as I said, organically and inorganically both, right? So not limited to UK, US or India or Middle East, but in coming future we will have some of the updates for you on Africa as well. Vipin Punder's question is really nice, that how new US president policy of making US going to affect tax business. I don't think so that's going to affect, because as you see, our business is global, and cyber India tax security is not just an Indian firm, it's a made in India global firm for everyone. And we have those solutions, which at the moment, as I stated, a lot of vulnerability management firm does not have, right? It's a war of betterment. I don't see there would be any effect or any challenge for tax security. As we are speaking, all of this will increase the opportunity for us, not a threat for us. As we all heard, AI is one of the larger agenda for the US president. And I said AI brings an opportunity, but also threat along with it, right? When we talk about threat, cybersecurity is the center point. And cybersecurity center point as tax security, we want to become, as our tagline is also cybersecurity's future, right? And I don't see any impact on on this. In fact, it would definitely boost, and I'm very bullish about this post the election results of the US, that it would really help the tax credits business. I'm not making statement for industry or country, but definitely would help tax security with the new policies. As crypto is another hot thing for the president, as we all could hear from the news, and with CyberScope's acquisition, crypto security is that firm is does crypto security, as I said, for more than 3,000 customers globally, right? So that's opportunity for us, right? If they promote crypto, definitely security of that would be the center point, right? Hope I could answer your question as well, Mr. Rathi's question is, where we'll be adding around $2 million in revenue of CyberScope. CyberScope already has $1.2 million revenue, which they closed December 30th, 2024. That carry forwarded revenue will add into our books, right? So that's what a plus point for us, even including their profit and the customer base, right? Mr. Abani's question is, particularly, are there incoming regulatory mandates that would compel institutions to comply with cybersecurity standards? Yes, absolutely. It's again a great question. As we could hear from the news, SEBI has brought up a policy for brokers, member brokers, and firms to comply with cybersecurity. These regulatory bodies push really help the companies to focus on cybersecurity beyond the technical risk to a business risk and business compliance requirement, right? So cybersecurity is going to become a mandatory in the future. I don't know when, but that's what we are all are hoping. And RBI also in India has a regulatory compliance requirement for banks to have cybersecurity. Insurance regulatory also does, telecom also does, right? So that really helps us. And I think as new standards or such policies would come, it would help tax security to boost the business. Rohit Singh's question that can we post results quarterly or maybe some updates about companies' progress? However, it's not mandatory being an SME firm. Absolutely, Rohit. As we are not, we don't have mandate to publish results quarterly, but we are considering this to do that on as a practice to give the results on quarterly basis. But however, we try to give an update on a monthly basis through our customer acquisition report, right? So if you see in January, we had the highest, we break our record of November, which was the highest since April. We added 330 new customers in November, since April, in just standalone in November, sorry. And in January, we broke our record. And in January standalone, we added 350 new customers, right? So we try to give the updates to our shareholders and investors by customer acquisition and report on a monthly basis, right? So that's, but we will definitely consider in way forward on publishing results on a quarterly basis. Hope there are a lot more questions, but hope we will definitely make a list of them and respond personally to each one of you, as we have limited time for the call. But make sure we will respond to all of your questions. possibly as soon as possible, and so that you have a better idea about it. Yes, Siddhi, over to you, please. Thank you, everyone, for joining, and looking forward to connecting on a regular basis with all of you, and that's as a practice. Thank you, everyone, once again for joining. Thank you, Malkit, for joining. Thank you,
Oh,
Siddhi,
thank
for
you.
hosting this. Really appreciate it. Please take it forward.
Yeah,
Thank you
thank you,
all.
sir. On behalf of Tech Infosec Limited, we sincerely appreciate your participation. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect.